President of Credentialing and Certification at GBCI, is moving on to focus on her family. Sarah's role has centered around professional credential and certification activities for GBCI's suite of green business and sustainability products worldwide. GBCI administers credentials and certifications for USGBC's LEED certification, as well as PEER, WELL, SITES, EDGE, TRUE, City Climate Planner, Investor Confidence Project. Sarah's time at GBCI has helped support an internal center for technical excellence and is marked by tremendous growth and activity for both GBCI and USGBC. Sarah, tell me a little bit about how you came into this field.
Not through the traditional path, Heather. So I started out my professional career as a geologist and geophysicist, moving on from studying volcanoes and working in the oil industry. And it was a move to the United States with my husband, who's a research scientist, that had me regrouping. And I went back to an early love and went back to school to do a degree in architecture, which I did part-time while raising two small children. And then I was the luckiest person in the world, because while I was doing my architecture degree, one of my professors came to me and handed me, and this was in 2000, the year 2000, and he handed me an early draft of the LEED rating system. And he said, Sarah, you might be interested in this. And from that moment, I was essentially hooked. And every time I had an independent project, it focused on sustainability, whether it was the architect Norman Foster's work from early in the 1960s, or to really doing more in-depth studying of the LEED rating system. That really set me on a path. And when I graduated in the mid-2000s, I graduated in 2007, I then took a LEED workshop. And the person who led that LEED workshop was John Becker. So John, a word to you, as I've always said, you really were instrumental. When I went to that workshop, there was somebody on the stage who was saying all the things that were in my head and connecting them all together. And from taking that workshop, I earned my LEED AP and then applied to USGBC. And I was incredibly fortunate. It was a career change midlife. And this truly unique and amazing organization took a chance on somebody who was probably a couple of decades older than most of the people being hired at that time. And it was, for me, a perfect fit. And that's how I came to start working in certification.
That's an interesting journey. Thank you for sharing that with us. Tell me a little bit about your time at GBCI and the biggest challenges when you first came on board there.
Well, we started off, and I talk about us as the Magnificent Seven. And because of my age, I'm referring to the 1960 film, not the recent remake. There were seven of us that were the seed for GBCI certification at the beginning of 2009. And over the intervening years, we grew tenfold. We went from a small team who worked with wonderful partners, with our other reviewers, our external reviewers, and we created an internal center of excellence. And in 1 year, we hired 40 people, 40 amazing people, many of whom are still working with us, and grew the team so that we became this center of technical excellence and a resource for project teams that they could come to with their questions in order to successfully certify their projects. So certainly hiring and training 40 people in 1 year was a challenge, but the most rewarding challenge I think I've ever taken on.
That's great. Over the years, of course, GBCI has experienced significant growth. What are some of the biggest changes that you saw over that time?
I think the biggest changes that we saw was expanding not just the adoption of LEED. So, you know, when we started, or when I started and certification became GBCI, you know, the number of new projects submitting each week was, you know, 20 or 30. And, you know, it quickly ramped up to 100, 150 new projects, such that at any one time, we had between 1,200 and 1,500 projects under review at any one time. And we're helping, you know, hundreds of other projects that contacted us. And I think that biggest change was we've been really dedicated to providing excellent service. So turning around reviews that were always late to always on time or largely on time, and providing resources to the community so that they could be successful. We sort of wanted to peel back the curtain, stop it being a black box certification, make ourselves available. We'd done that through, you know, initially having work zones at Greenbuild where you could come and meet your reviewer and ask questions. And we've run those since Phoenix, Arizona. That was the first one that we did. And then also being available for conference calls and making sure that people know that we're available so that we can address all the questions before somebody submits for review. And also to make it more of a friendly face. There is a person who is as passionate as the project team about their project and it achieving certification at the other end of a phone, at the other end of an email. And I think that has been the biggest change. We made ourselves available to our community of certifiers.
And building on that, what is it about credentialing and certification that motivates you?
Well, it's the mission, right? We make a difference. You know, in order to really tackle some of the biggest environmental problems that we have on this planet and this small blue planet, and we haven't found another one yet, we really do need to change the built environment and the industry and how we do it. And LEED and the other rating systems that we've adopted, those really are instrumental in making those changes. But some of them are quite complex. I mean, the LEED rating system has complex energy models. PEER is complex to do with electrical grids. So in order for us to have and set up a workforce to be successful, we need to have people who've demonstrated their knowledge and their competency. And so we have the credentials that gives an employer or a project owner the confidence that when they hire somebody that has one of our credentials, they've got a knowledgeable person that can help them succeed in the change that they are trying to create and want to see with their projects and with their organization. So it is, I feel that with the metrics, you know, we count the numbers and the impact of our, you know, 200,000 plus LEED APs around the world. And, you know, well over 100,000 registered and certified projects around the world. You add up all the impacts of those, each of those individuals and each of those projects. And it is really quite a phenomenal achievement that the team, that USGBC and GBCI has achieved, really quite something.
That really is a lot. And that is amazing to be able to look back on. When you think about the future of GBCI's work, and as you think about your future, do you have any parting words that you would like to leave us with?
I think I would always say, start each day by laughing and end each day by laughing. There might be some seriousness in between, but remember to take a step back, support each other. It is only through supporting each other in our successes and to be successful that we will have that impact. And for me, I have had the privilege and the pleasure of working with an absolutely phenomenal team within GBCI in certification and credentialing, but within the broader US GBC family. And I feel incredibly lucky that this unique organization took a chance on me back in 2008. And little did I know, found me the perfect job that I have thoroughly enjoyed in that time. So enjoy what you do, be kind to each other, and I really look forward to cheering USGBC, GBCI, and all of our sub-companies into their future successes that I know are just around the corner.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, and we will really miss you here, but we wish you the best in your future adventures.
Thank you, Heather.
Thanks.